Calvin here with Duncan Finlayson. He's the tournament chairperson at Lakeside Golf and Country Club. How are you doing today, Duncan?
I'm very good, thanks.
And as I said, you're the tournament chairperson. What kind of tournaments do you have coming up in the next about couple weeks or month?
Well, with the COVID being in effect from last year, we missed doing tournaments, and this year we were waiting for the word from the provincial government, so we've missed a few of our annual tournaments, but we do have one coming up on September 22nd, which is popular. It's a Thursday, and it's for the seniors. You have to be 50 years of age or older, and then we put them out in categories. And then Saturday the 24th is a big one. It's the couples modified Scotch ball tournament, which is very, very popular.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. It's a fun one. Other tournaments, though, are kind of on hold because our annual open didn't go this year, but we might try and reschedule it. But the problem is we're running into other golf courses with their tournaments because they're rescheduling theirs as well. So we'll just have to wait and see what we can arrange.
Oh, and you said that you missed some tournaments because of the pandemic, but have been running like league nights there, like ladies' night, men's night?
Yes, we did start our couples tournaments on our couples night on Friday, which is very popular. It's fun golf again. And the ladies have been going on Tuesdays and the men on Wednesdays.
And are there any specials associated with those nights? Like, is it cheaper to golf, or is it just because they have prizes and meals and such?
No, well, there's no prizes, but the entry fees at golf men's and ladies' night are very reasonable, and then yeah, there is some prizes involved. Nothing important. It's like maybe a free drink or something like that, but they're both very popular.
Oh, those are the days to go then. How's the course looking? I haven't been up there. It'll be my first time playing when we come up there. How's it looking right now? What kind of conditions can we expect?
Well, the hot weather was made the grounds crew work really hard. They're watering all the time, so our fairways are decent because they just keep hammering water to them. But and the greens, and the same with the greens, they're in decent shape. We did have trouble on number 8 because it's out in the open and it kind of dried out, but they reseeded it, and now it's back in play and it's putting really well. So things are pretty decent, actually.
Since we were talking about the pandemic, golf has really picked up as one of those sports that lots of people have, who maybe haven't played it before the pandemic, have really gotten into it. Have you seen a pickup in business? Are lots of people getting out there and whacking golf balls of all ages and skill levels?
Yes, that's correct. That's true. Like last year, people were looking for something to do, and we have a campground here, and the other campgrounds are kind of shut, blocking people from going. So last year, Greensby traffic picked up quite a bit, and the same for this year. We've actually picked up membership for people taking seasonal lots, and yeah, people are looking for things to do.
And you just touched on memberships. Is there any information you can give me about that and how you can possibly join Lakeside Golf and Country Club as a member?
Yeah, we're always looking for members. All the information is on our website as to what the fees would be, because we have, of course, there's family memberships and singles and seniors and all the different ones. So if they want to find out more, they can look up at Golf Eagle Sham on the website. Or you can just phone the clubhouse at 780-359-2520.
Awesome. Well, hopefully people will look into that, because I'm sure I'll have nothing but good words to say after I come up and play your course. Now, what kind of special things do you have in the pro shop? You got any like fun items that you can probably only find in your pro shop?
Not really, no. Our pro shop is in competition with places like Nevada Bob's and Amazon and that type of thing. So we have a few of the clothing and then just the ordinary other stuff, you know, balls and tees and that kind of stuff.
Do you offer services like regripping or club repairs?
No, we don't. Here, one of our members used to do that, but he's kind of got all of it. He used to do regripping, but he's not doing it anymore. So.
And for food, do you have a nice restaurant there? Like I said, I haven't been up there.
Oh yeah, and yeah, no, we've got a full service clubhouse, and lounge, and we've got a nice deck to skate on as well. And it's a big clubhouse actually. We got lots of room in the clubhouse, and our kitchen staff is really, really good. They make really good food. People come at noon to eat at the clubhouse here because of the food.
And what's your favorite item to order from the restaurant?
Oh, I don't really have a favorite. I just whatever the special is, that's what I usually take. So there's all kinds of good specials on all the time, though.
Well, that's good to hear. So if someone came off after 9 or went around again and played 18, what would you recommend they maybe have a bite? What should they order?
Oh, they got all good, yeah, good kind of appetizers. And like I say, the special right now, I see our clubhouse cook is just serving roast beef with gravy and fries. But there's always something special, and that's usually the best thing to order.
That sounds really good. Now, going back to the golf course, do you have a favorite hole out there, like that you would just always love to play that? Like, if you only had to play one hole on the course over and over again, which one would it be?
Oh, gee whiz, that's a tough one to say. We have that's one thing about us. We have a good variety of holes, and the toughest one is our finishing hole, number 9. It's only a par 4, but it's really tough. Number 8 is also probably even tougher because of the water and the length. And the most picturesque one probably is number 7. So my favorite one though is number 6. People like wildlife. We've got all kinds of wildlife. The deer are almost like tame deer. It's probably sweet deer. And of course the geese, they like the water. So there's lots of geese.
Oh, so it adds to the aesthetic of the course, then you get that nature around.
Yeah, that's right too.
Hopefully they
And
don't.
I'm sure the people will notice the flowers that the ladies have put out. It really makes the clubhouse attractive. There's lots of nice flowers. But anyway, we're looking forward to seeing you on Thursday, and we'll meet you at that time. And let's say we're looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Thank you very much, Duncan.
Okay.
Have yourself a great day.
You too. Bye for now.